Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's nothing better than gathering a group of your whooping and hollering ape-like mates, ordering in a takeaway and whiling away the night with a series of competitive video games. The insults, the banter, and some tears, obviously, as Steve doesn't stop picking Tekken 3's Eddie Gordo all the f***ing time, will flow thick and fast. And by the end of things, wins, losses, humiliating defeats, and total victories will mean little, as it's all just been in good nature. However, if you were to replace the video games in question with co-op ones, the story might play out a little differently, as here you're forced to work together for the sake of the greater good, and now any tinges of defeat and mistakes meet a negative response. Now no one is laughing at failing a run, and instead the insults are getting that little bit too personal for comfort. The takeaway has made you bloated and sleepy, and instead of a food coma sugar rush of battling and cajoling, you're now bleary-eyed and frustrated when your mates can't press a button at the same bloody time. Teamwork, it seems, does not always make the dream work, and these co-op experiences were made nightmarish thanks to you or your friends being utter dicks to each other. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 co-op video games that let you be an utter dick. Number 8, Portal 2. Of course this game had to be on here. When the stakes are so incredibly high and where one wrong button press could see your friend plummet to their death, of course you're gonna mess up eventually. Yet Portal 2 does something a lot of the other titles on this list refrain from, in that it rewards you for being a dick to your robotic pals, doling out achievements, funny moments, or other little secrets for screwing them over. And after a while, you become so distrustful of the other player that you might even refuse to walk across their beam bridge, and the dialogue usually boils down to, you're just gonna move that portal as soon as I step on this. No, I won't. Yes, you totally will. I swear on my life I won't. You totally will, though. I swear on my Nan's dog's life that I will not move this. Fine. You're such a dick. Number 7, Fall Guys. Now I know what you're thinking, Fall Guys isn't a co-op game, and you know what, you'd be totally right, as there can only be one jelly bean to hold that elusive crown. However, if you stop to look at the journey that you've taken to get to the top, you'll realise it's a mountain made of broken bodies that include your friends and former teammates. The team games especially make every player into the biggest dicks around, as Fall Guys attacks that part of the brain that deals with survival at any cost. While things might appear all cutesy and cuddly, under the surface, every player is a ruthless asshole, just looking to screw over everyone else. If you're in a group and say you're lagging behind, you could set up an ambush at a later part of the course where your teammates grab and push other players off ledges or block the finish line until you get there. And in the likes of Rock and Roll, you can even send other players up to the end of the level to block the opponent's ball. It is a sad thing to state, but Fall Guys really just does bring out the worst in just about everyone. Number 6, Overcooked 2. We all know the expression, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. But thanks to Overcooked, and especially Overcooked 2, it now reads as, for f*** sake, Stan, pass me the f***ing tomatoes, you goddamn boil-in-a-bag asshole. And that's all thanks to the high-pressure, high-stakes, puns, funny, action. On paper, the game seems really simple. Make food ordered by customers and laugh at all the silly environments and challenges that you and your team will have to come up against. However, the cracks begin to show pretty quickly if there's even a slightest skill level difference between the players, as if you want those high scores, you'll need to be operating as some sort of hive mind. The problem is that Overcooked 2 makes the most skilled player the head chef, and if you've watched or experienced any cooking environment with these types of leaders, you'll know that they can be utter dicks sometimes. types. That's right, Overcooked 2 makes you into a dick. A dick who orders about their friends and their loved ones and shouts at them for not washing the bloody dishes. Expect emotions to be like some of the ill-prepared food, absolutely raw. Number 5. Human Fall Flat. Comedy is so close to becoming tragedy that it can be really hard to distinguish the two sometimes, and if you've ever played Human Fall Flat, then you need to be prepared to stare deeply at this balance for a long old while, as if your friends are dicks, then oh boy, this is going to be one wild ride. The game is a charming puzzle platformer where the aim is to get through the levels using physics, timing, and cooperation, made all the harder with the fact that you control what amounts to being two small children in a trench coat, and the one at the bottom has just knocked back a few sleeping pills. The problem with Human Fall Flat is that there's just so much fun to be had being an absolute arse to your friends, pulling away blocks at the last minute, refusing to help them climb up, or just firing them out of a multitude of machines just to see what they do. It's all played off for laughs thanks to the cutesy aesthetics, but when you step back and look at what you're doing, it's all incredibly dickish. Number 4. Conflict Desert Storm, Level 1. When you're deep behind enemy lines in a war-torn country that is looking at every opportunity to kill you, teamwork is going to be of the utmost importance, and many video games stress that if you're to move too far away from your squad mates, you're going to be in for a terrible time. In order to get through the likes of Conflict Desert Storm, you're going to need to develop an almost psychic bond with your team, silently watching them take position above an enemy encampment before crawling for minutes at a time down long stretches of desert in order to set up the perfect surprise attack. And wouldn't it be a shame if someone were to say, I don't know, fire off a practice round, setting off the alarms and alerting everyone to your position? Such is the balancing act of this franchise, that one mistake will often see your friends calling for a restart, which obviously, in turn, makes it all the more tempting to act like an idiot. The first level even goes one step further, with player 2 being locked in a jail for the first half of the level, being forced to watch their supposed comrades sneak into the base in order to get them, only to taunt them from outside the jail for ages, or purposely alert guards, meaning that they enter the fray without any weapons on the back foot. To be fair though, it's pretty priceless. Number 3. Any game with friendly fire. If there are three words absolutely guaranteed to annoy any online teammates, it's going to be friendly fire on, as you simply know that whatever title you're playing, someone at some point is going to lodge a bullet or arrow right in the side of your temple. This mode is meant to be for well-oiled teams who clearly understand what role each person has to play. Yet in many cases, this will result in a squad wipe as your own team drains your health sometimes without even realizing it. Take Vermintide 2 for example, which offers some pretty distinct classes. Some are melee driven while others excel at ranged. However, picking out your teammate from the pile of rats swarming over them can sometimes be impossible, and so you either get called a dick for shooting them and hitting them by accident, or you get called a dick for leaving them to their fate. Teamwork at its finest. Number 2. Goof Troop. Goof Troop for the SNES with a good and trusted friend is an absolute blast. As Goofy and his son Max, you have to escape a tropical island by pushing blocks, throwing pots, and defeating mean-looking pirates in the process. At least, that's how it's meant to go. The problem is that Goof Troop can quickly become an absolute avalanche of dickish behavior if your teammate realizes that tons of the stages require perfect block placement, meaning that if all goes wrong, you'll have to exit the area and come back to reset things. That power is just too great for some people, and they will mess things up again and again to elicit a reaction. And if that doesn't work, they might just resort to throwing objects at you, because while these should be used against the enemies, it is clearly much funnier to floor your son with a potted plant. Goofy, terrible father award nominee right there. And number 1, Super Mario 3D World. When you think of good times in video games, Mario is certainly to be at the top of the list. The portly former plumber and his friends have been bringing joy to households around the world for years. However, then came 3D World for the Wii U, and everything became a little more somber. While this game is immensely fun to play solo, adding in other players turns this into a dick fest for the ages. For a start, there's always going to be an argument over who is going to play as who, meaning that things are already tense going into any game session. And when you start playing, well, you realize that the camera zooming out or simply refusing to follow the action if a player lags behind will see you miss jumps, walk into hazards, and get mobbed by enemies just because your sibling is adamant that they want to be a cat. And then there's the crown, a simple little object that gameplay-wise means absolutely nothing, but because it's awarded to the player with the best score at the end of a level, it becomes a headpiece that even your family would kill you for. You'll find them picking you up and throwing you off ledges or bouncing you off things and doing everything that they can to possibly snag drag this from your head. And yet, there's still something worse than all of this, and that's controlling the Plessy. This game states that this blobby creature will turn faster if you all work together, so imagine the arguments that arise when one player doesn't pull their weight. It is absolutely brutal.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.